You can't break my heart, 'cause I was never in love. You can't break my heart, 'cause I was never in love.
If I'd locked the house, Walked back and found that I hadn't, but now my keys were in the car. Walked to the car, pulled the handle and it snapped back. At least I'd locked one door. Reached my hand through the open window, pulled the lock. Forgot about the house and drove to the Halloween store. I pulled into the lot and parked next to a blue car like yours. Looked in my rearview mirror, imagining meeting you in an aisle. I said, "Hi, I'm Norm. I think we've maybe met once before." And as my fog cleared, I realized that you were sitting in your car, smiling at me at the Halloween store.
Until I was sore inside the crib, I don't know what it is. I remember the ghost inside the crib, hosing down a problem with gin and tonic. How to stay afloat in a bottomless pit. The trick is to stop falling. Only option to start with a step. Bet, son, father, and death. Big mama with the vision of sorrow. Now I know why they wept. I watched the brew into a quarrel. I knew just what to bet. Now we having like Dewey Cox out in the shed. I had to unify all the plurals and pairs. I promise you don't truly want no parts of this shit. A couple side splitters got me out of some jams. I had to style a little so the killers could laugh. Big grip, get flipped, hand over fist, that's quick. Snake oil salesman with the pitch. Hey, ain't no telling when it ends. No matter the spin, I know when I gotta hit. That's it, that shit gets sent over the fence. I'm home, another run on the road, look how I slid. I remember the cold and struggling till I was sore inside the crib. Now I know what it is.
You know, everybody has their different ways of what they use them for, but we'll let them explain that to you.
Just heard a brief but dirty Vin Scully. Never been said before, probably, that phrase. Jared's number 13 pick from Earl Sweatshirt. Number 12 for me, Scarborough native Daniel Caesar had a very big year. Never Enough was shortlisted for the Polaris Prize. I didn't end up voting for the record as my Polaris pick, but this song, Let Me Go, from Never Enough, it's just a yearning and heartbreaking song, and was definitely a standout and certainly kept the record in contention for me as I was thinking about my Polaris ballot. Number 11 for me, another Nashville artist. And again, something that if I said the words, you know, Nashville artist, you wouldn't necessarily expect. It's much more in the lines of the Bird and Byron. So apparently there's kind of like a bubbling up soul scene in Nashville. Alana Royale released Trouble Is. The album was produced by Kelly Finnegan. Again, another Kelly Finnegan rep in addition to the Sextones. Another great front-to-back contemporary soul slab. This is one where the album was kind of in contention, and I ended up picking one of my favorite tracks from it to be on the singles list. I'm going to play you The Other Side.
Number 12 for me, another true single and the first of two sort of bad, not good adjacent acts, Ducks Limited and the track Hollowed Out. Came out sort of in the latter part of 2023, and another great song from this sort of transatlantic duo. One of the members based in Europe, one of the members based in Toronto, and just really, really great stuff from Ducks Limited. And then at number 11 for me, Lana Del Rey from one of the biggest records probably of 2023. Did You Know There's a Tunnel Under Ocean Boulevard? And a really, really beautiful sprawling track that is... it's been debated kind of online whether it is autobiographical, semi-autobiographical, or if it's just a really great piece of storytelling. Anyways, the song A and W.
I'm trying to breathe. Why won't you let me? I'm trying to leave. Please just forget me. Hang on to sleep. Our sun is setting. Can hardly believe this got so messy.
Won't you let me go? the heights, find me in a cloud. Your mom called, I told her you're fucking up big time. But I don't care, baby, I already lost my mind.
Just heard Jared's number 11 A&W from Lana Del Rey. Not a
not about a burger joint.
Not about the burger joint, you know. Much as I wouldn't front on a song that repped the onion rings in a nice frosty mug of root beer. Coming in at number 10 for me, Claire Chavon, who, when I was looking her up, this is not the Twitch streamer or gamer who has 200 million subs. This is a different Claire Chavon. Apparently, you have to kind of like add Claire Chavon music if you're going to search for Claire Chavon. She's from the East Coast of Canada. Recorded this song about imperfect love in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, with fellow Maritimer Aaron Costello. But she resides now in Montreal, where she's actually a speech-language pathologist as a daytime job and just does music on the side. She released the EP Seek the Sun. And this lovely song just caught my ear. It's a really like gentle kind of folk pop track called 3-2 brackets Loves Me. And then number 9 on my list, The Allergies, a duo I've been a fan of for nearly a decade. They've been releasing EPs, LPs, singles, and remixes pretty steadily over that last 10 years, both independently and on Jalapeno Records. The full length that they released in May, called Tear the Place Up, is just like pure breakbeat hip hop stuff that if you were a fan of like Cold Cut and early Ninja Tune stuff, I think you would dig. It's that like UK take on breakbeat and hip hop. The track is called Sometimes I Wonder.
Coming in at number 10, for me, an artist we just heard from on Michael's list, Daniel Caesar. Again, just a fantastic record. Never Enough was a late cut on my best of the year list. And by all accounts, because I think my entire family, minus me, went and saw Daniel Caesar play at the Canada, is it Canada Life Center? Yeah, Canada Life Center back in October. From the review I heard, this track, Do You Like Me, brought down the house.
That was the Thanksgiving weekend?
Thanksgiving weekend, yeah, October 7th. And then another great Canadian performer coming in at number 9 for me, Carly Rae Jepsen, and a song called Psychedelic Switch from The Loveliest Time. Very un-Carly Rae Jepsen-like. I've always really enjoyed what she does, and this one is kind of disco-y, super funky production, and just a real banger of a song. At number 9, Psychedelic Switch and Carly Rae Jepsen.
Perfect match, we're a perfect misfit. We're the same in all different ways, and I'm getting used to it. Spin me around, tip me over, make me dizzy with your You are my four-leaf clover, let me count the ways. He loves me,
loves me,
loves me, loves me not. He loves me, my judgment shines. heart. We are green, he's yellow and I'm blue. We are weaving, dancing in three, I am counting to two. We are weaving, dancing in three, I am counting to two. Now someone's offering to share it with me. Keeping me whole as I'm breaking. It's so easy, it's so good. Keep thinking I must be mistaken. But this is constant, this is constant,
this is constant.
He loves me.
fucking your friend. But I wanted you. Are we wrong? I guess that depends. Will we end up together? Will you have my kids? You better. I wanna be in love again.
It's like a psychedelic switch.
CRJ number 9 on Jared's list. Always a fan of what she does. Didn't end up on my lists, but certainly quite enjoyed her output this year. Coming at number 8 for me, Becca Mankari with Don't Close Your Eyes off of the album Left Hand. The internet describes the Staten Island native as indie folk, but this is a very much a pop song. When she's not releasing stuff under her own name, Mankari is part of the band Bermuda Triangle with Brittany Howard from Alabama Shakes. So if you enjoy this, I would recommend checking out some of what she does on the side. Number 7 for me, Addy Oasis with the track Serena, which is, of course, a tribute to Serena Williams from the album Lotus Glow. The French Caribbean singer and bassist who used to perform under the name Adeline released this record back in March. It first caught my ear because the very beginning has like this O that sounds like Betty Davis, the funk artist, right before the drum beat comes in. And then there's followed up with tight horn lines and la-la-las. And if you've listened to this program over the years, you know that a great horn line and la-la-las are the just absolute apotheosis for me. I love them and can't get enough of them.
Coming in at number 8 for me, from the soundtrack to arguably the biggest movie of 2023, from Barbie, the album.
I was just going to say the score to Oppenheimer.
If only. Dua Lipa and a track called Dance the Night. Mm.
If my youngest had the vote, this would be the number one song of the year.
It's also a fantastic part of the movie where it's like a giant dance routine of all the Barbies.
And then she has the existential question about if you ever think about death and it like needle drops. Yeah.
Yep. So great movie moment and super catchy song from Dua Lipa, Dance the Night at number 8. And then something completely different in at number 7, Janelle Monáe from their record The Age of Pleasure and a track called Float, which features Seyoun Kuti and Egypt 80. Exactly what you think that this sort of collaboration would bring. Just really, really cool stuff, as always, from Janelle Monáe.
Wake up, wake up, wake up. It's right here, it's right here. some drugs, some funky fuss.